grew up right outside Montgomery. We are a small, semi-rural community, and the city has grown up and taken it over. I didn't like it very much here.
It won't be long until, well, when we first came out, my father moved away from here. When we were growing up as children, we lived in Leesburg. We were educated in Leesburg. And then the year that I graduated from high school, well, he came back and bought the little home down the road, some of the property that previously belonged to his daddy. And that's how come me back out here from Leesburg. My husband liked it. He's a native from Nebraska and had lived in California. So he loved Florida, and this part in the country, he just fell in love with it. So that's how come us to settle here.
Sounds interesting. You mentioned the church. What kind of church is it?
It's a Baptist church.
Let's see. Could I get how old you are?
I'm 64.
So you've seen most everything around here before?
I've seen quite a number of changes.
And did you... were you a housewife or did you work or anything?
Well, I had worked all my life. I started back going to school. I'd work after school and all. And then during the wartime, I went to work for the Home Demonstration Working Office in Tavares. And I did emergency canning. We kept the canning kitchen open 24 hours a day. And we also... We canned things to send to the boys overseas. In other words, if they wanted something special right home for, why, they'd bring it over there, the mothers or sweethearts or whoever, and I would take care of it, see that it was canned properly and sent to them. And this was a good program that we were in, and then we also were in back during the time that the people needed mattresses and things like that. We had the cotton shipped in from Alabama, and we'd go out and show these needy families how to make it. So I really enjoyed that, and that's what I was doing when I married. And I left, went to California and was married. That's where my husband's family was at the time. He was in service. And I stayed out there for a while. When we came back, well, then I kept books for a plumbing company until I had my first child. And then was going back to work, and when he was six, then my little daughter came along, so I didn't go back again for another 6 years. So didn't want people to raise our children, we wanted to raise them ourselves. So
yeah,
I stayed home and took care of them until she went back to school. And then when she started in the first grade, I went to work as lunchroom manager over the high school, Leesburg High School, which from the school I graduated from, under a principal that I had when I was attending school. So I worked for him. And the lady that I worked for in home demonstration work, who was the home demonstration agent, was my home ed teacher when I was in high school. So I have connections all around, and people often ask me why I know so many people over the county. It's because I've been active in county work, 4-H club work and things like that.
My wife's a home ed major.
Is she?
At UT. In fact, I was surprised to find out that both of the women out there now in the home demonstration part are University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that kind of work?
Oh, I loved it. And at the time, we didn't have an assistant home demonstration agent, and I was doing the work. I was doing all the 4-H club work all over the county, plus everything else. And then I had the canning kitchen. So the time came that the county, thought they needed an assistant, and the work was getting real heavy, so our agent put in for an assistant. And of course, immediately my supervisor, this district, she says, well, you're it. But when it went to the Tallahassee state office, they said, no, I had to have my BS degree. That's the only thing that kept me from coming in. But the girl that did get it, I had to do her work. She wasn't qualified for the work.
Oh, even though she'd gone to college?
Mm-hmm. She went to college but wasn't qualified. But I didn't, just because I didn't have the degree, I didn't get the work, and I stayed on then.